Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I guess the way that your love makes me feel,
yeah,
must mean I'm really addicted.
This is the Ozzy.
Ozzy and who else? Good. On this?
Yeah. Ozzy with Billy Morrison from The Cult and Steve Stevens on guitar.
Excellent.
So yeah, see, he still sounds great.
Yeah, he does. He does, yeah. I don't have a hit yet, and I'm worried that Nick is going to beat me. Are you automatically kicked out of the Deadpool if you lose to Nick? That's from Tyler's Des Moines BK dump.
Like Nick is the Mendoza line?
You gotta
dump that, or you're busted back to the minors?
No, you're not kicked out. Nick was actually, in the top 40% last year.
Wasn't
it
a bad finish?
Yeah.
It was actually a number.
This year is not good.
Middle of the pack, you would have made a bowl game if you were a college football team.
It's a long season, man. You got time.
All right, Don't Say My Name says, sex on mushrooms is better than any other drug. Your dink swells up like a water balloon. You feel every sensation 10 times better than anything, including MDMA. I've done this 50 times or so. Don't Say My Name.
All right.
This guy's getting laid.
Yeah.
All the time. Or doing mushrooms all the time.
Well, he didn't say what time period he's done 50 times. It might be over 50 years. You never know.
Fabricio sent a big, long ecstasy email, you know. I haven't got a chance to read that yet, but our buddy in Cancun, Fabricio, took a bunch of X, you know. There's a whole big email about his.
Yeah, I'm skimming right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Seems like it didn't kick in.
Exactly.
No, it ended up kicking in.
All right.
According to, I haven't done ecstasy in a long time. The feeling of it was amazing, but the next day your brain is just, it's like the serotonin was just wrung out,
it's also not like a hangover. You can't drink it away out of it, right?
No.
You feel like ass all day. I don't want to feel like
my
ass.
Experience.
Not even ass. Yeah. You just feel like your head is
been
empty.
A long, long time since I've done acid, but I remember the hangover was like somebody put a wrench right at the bottom of your skull, right where the medulla oblongata connects.
Fabricio back says there are some after effects like neck and back pain. He says resulting from the shaking of your head continuously to the rhythm of the beats at the rave for several hours.
It's night at the Roxbury.
Yeah. He also says liver pain, too. I'm not sure exactly how you know that's my liver.
Right. I don't even know what side of my body the liver's on.
No, but I remember asking a doctor years ago about that. Can you feel pain in your liver after drinking too much? And they said yes. They told us yes on the radio. Yeah. So I know where it's at. I think it's on your left side, right?
Of all the drugs I've tried, says Fabricio, and I've probably tried them all, with the exception of heroin, mushrooms. Come on, Fabricio, mushrooms aren't going to hurt you. ayahuasca and peyote. Peyote's tough to get a hold of. I think you really have to have a Navajo connection there.
Well, he's in Mexico too, Todd. He might have a better. Yeah.
The last three are on my bucket list: mushrooms, ayahuasca, peyote. Ecstasy is by far my preferred trip.
There's something to it.
Yeah, but you said the hangover. There's no hangover with the mushrooms.
No.
There is with acid. And, you know, I don't know about ecstasy because I've actually never done that.
Yeah, and I never had a painful hangover from ecstasy, but it was just like somebody taking any capacity to feel anything away from you first.
So you just wake up and you're just like drooling in the morning? Just like,
I remember my friends and I, we had to go to a local mall for something, and we're just driving through. I remember we were blaring, like, Thriller by Michael Jackson. You know, would it be starting something? And we're just, like, driving, like, trying to remember how to park a car. Like,
and that's a young brain, Nick.
Yes.
Think about that. Yeah. It might be a lot worse with an older brain. It's been through some stuff. Right. I've seen some stuff. The older brain's going, this ain't going to happen, dude.
No.
I'm going to shut down for a couple days now.
Yeah. Right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a guy telling us how he actually, performs with his lady who's on the driver down the road. See that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's complicated.
Wait, is he driving or is she driving?
She's driving. She's driving.
We asked about that, if a girl can get a roadie, you know? And I just assumed digitally, yes, but I guess he gets down between the brake pedals there. I don't know what he does.
Yeah, he must be a very small man, or that's a large vehicle.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of room there.
It says she throws one leg on the dash. It's got to be the one that's not operating the accelerator and the brake.
She's 5'11", too, by the way. She's not a short girl.
Is she driving? Is it the left foot that's operating the brake pedal and the accelerator? In order to throw your leg on the dash, wouldn't you want the leg closest to the passenger seat?
Yeah, probably.
Up there?
You find an empty backcountry road and set the cruise, Todd.
Oh, okay.
At 35 miles an hour. You still got to steer on the cruise, by the way.
Yep.
And you need access to
pants
the brake.
Pants off,
just
leg
in
the air, like you just don't care. Good for her.
It's got to be the right leg that's in the air, though.
Yes, you would think.
Yeah. So you're driving with your left foot, which is not... Oh, the cruise control.
Cruise control
is on. But, you
can still cover the brake with the left foot.
Sometimes open sesame. You're just wide open.
Sometimes
right
you got to brake.
Did you mention what they drive?
He hasn't yet, but he's
bench seats
yet.
Would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be.
Yeah,
some...
but nobody has bench seats
anymore. I know.
Anymore,
nobody makes bench seats anymore.
What was it? We were talking about Honda Pilot. Maybe it's the same. That? Maybe it's just the sex ride. What was that? What was the teacher that kid caught in?
Yeah, that was a Honda Pilot.
Honda Pilot, right.
But that's a back row.
Pilot. Yeah. He whips his leg up once in a while. I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
Just by himself, right?
Pants off, leg on the dash. That's how I drive home from work every day.
Great visual. Just your nuts hanging
Nothing
out.
Has a bench seat up front anymore, does
no.
it?
There's
old pickup truck still, but that's about it. They're going to be old. They're going to be old.
Yeah, no newer model stuff.
No.
Not even your cheap cars have, bench seats.
No, I haven't
seen
them.
I remember, like, I knew people in high school who drove the old K car. And that was just a bench seat up front.
They had a bench seat, the K car.
Oh, yeah. Those things were pieces of crap.
What's a K car? Is that what the Shriners drive?
Almost. Chrysler.
It was a Chrysler. Yeah, but that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Most of them were.
Oh, yeah, just like a little box car.
You wrote a penthouse story right there, Jason, trying to get us all chubbed up over here. I think it worked. All right, very nice. Appreciate that.
I think everybody I knew that drove a K car inherited it from a dead grandma.
Yeah.
Or great grandma.
Well, yeah, Todd died. The car I drove in high school, but my dad's used to borrow that. It was a Torino bench seat. That's how the girl would sit right next to you on the bench seat. That's, you don't see that anymore. They would see you guys driving down the road with your leg out.
Twice.
Is that Budden?
That one he bunched.
Can you see? I thought, really?
No. Yeah.
Man, I'm never going to know.
Digital. Just say digital.
Digital. No. Look, I thought if you included the bang after that, that made it something that needed the dump on.
No, the diddling.
Apparently the ing.
I think diddling would be fine.
Okay.
You can say diddling.
You just can't say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll add it to the list.
Just write down the word finger on your on your tablet there, and you'll figure it out later on. Yeah.
Yeah. I was driving down a Midwest country road, and I never thought it would happen to me.
Yeah, isn't that sexy? That guy wrote a sexy one. And he says she's hot. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I guess. Sure somebody just sent us a link here. A lot of the newer trucks have like the middle console that'll flip up, and so things will kind of become a bench seat there.
Yeah. Oh, is it full or is it just empty? When you flip it up, it's just a hole there, isn't it?
No, it's like there's a seat
but
underneath.
There's no seat belt, is there? In there?
Yeah, it looks like there is. Yeah, you
could. Oh, middle seat belt. Okay.
You could treat that as a third passenger up front.
Okay. All right.
And it is. It looks like a lot of your full size trucks.
Okay. It just folds down.
Yeah. The full-size trucks and some of the big, big, like, 8-passenger SUVs, some of them have a flip-up console in the middle of up front.
Okay. All right. Good to know. All right.
A lot of these aren't newer, though. These are mostly the 2016 models that I'm looking at.
But there's a lot of those still on the road.
Oh, sure.
It must be hot, because this guy spelled hot with 2 T's, too, by the way. Jason did. Yeah. His lady must be hot.
Don't say my name. My wife tried mushrooms for the first time last year. We're in our 40s. It didn't kick in for her, allegedly, at all. And then about 3 a.m., she wakes me up and definitely took advantage of me.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't sound so broken up about it.
No.
Bragger.
Never thought it would happen to me. Not quite as sexy as the road thing.
Are they just on gravel roads?
It said back road. That's also dangerous. You know how that is, man, with those
deserted
stones.
Country road. Yeah, I wonder if it's a road that's
empty.
All
backcountry road, set the cruise at 35. Even that's pretty fast for a stone road.
Yeah, probably not paved.
Yeah, if you had a bunch of washboards,
that probably enhances the experience.
Probably.
Plus, if they wreck, I mean, she's going to be okay, but his head might just be, just crushed.
You know? You don't want to be underneath that steering wheel.
Yeah, she's probably going to have her pants around her ankles.
No, they're off.
You've got to take them off.
She's got one. Yeah, if she's got one on the dashboard, you ever see puss in his car with his pants off?
Yeah, you got to take them all the way off.
He takes them all
it's
the way off.
It's rare to see him with pants on in his car.
Yeah. I just take them off in the parking garage before I leave and then just get in one foot up on the dash.
You can't just remove the right pant leg?
Nah.
And leave the other one
on? But it's
all
not
the way, man.
In the event of an emergency?
Why half-ass it?
Right.
Well, that don't say my name guy has to get back to us. See if we have this logistically correct.
Did he say don't I say my name in this one? I said Jason. He didn't say don't say my name.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he said don't
say my name. No, he didn't say don't say my name. Love you guys. Long time listener. Okay.
Right. It's not a very common name. He's got to be the only Jason.
Yeah, he's the only Jason that does his lady, in the back roads cruising 35 miles an hour.
Love you, long time listener.
All right. And a long-time listener, right? He's just bragging, too, but good for him. We asked for it, man. We asked for it.
It is logistically possible is the point here.
Yeah. Women driving while... I can't say that. Women driving while performing... Women driving while performing on their man in the passenger seat is known as the cross-eyed mailman. I didn't... It's
what?
Not. It's, maybe it is.
You made that up.
I would call it insanely dangerous. What I would call it.
I love that. It's called the cross-eyed.
There's no way to do both of those things and keep an eye where you need it.
I know a lot of mailmen. I've never heard that term, but I love the term though. The cross-eyed mailman. It's called the cross-eyed. But look it up. Go to Urban Dictionary and type in cross-eyed mailman.
That was the other thing that people when I was growing up, all the mailmen drove those K cars too, because they were tiny and you could just sit on the passenger side
and drive
it from over there.
Yep. Even Urban Dictionary does not have a definition for cross-eyed mailman. He made that up. But it's good.
A stock
but Urban
photo?
Dictionary, yeah. But the cross-eyed mailman and Urban Dictionary might be like just, it's always involved feces.
Did they modify the K-car so the steering wheel is on the right-hand
side? No.
The controls on the right-hand
side?
You drive
and you put your foot over and you drive it that way. The rural drivers still do it that way.
Yeah. That's not safe.
No.
But that's how they did it. Yeah. Yeah, they just sit on the passenger side and put the left hand and the left foot over there.
Yeah,
and
I trained for a day to be a rural postal guy after college because my dad wanted me to do something while I was looking for a job. And I trained one day with a lady to help me, and I wasn't paying attention because I was up for this radio gig, and I was hoping to come through.
Did she give you the cross-eyed mailman?
No,
while you were training?
No, but, but I had to learn to drive that way. Drive on the other side and cover the mailboxes. And I'm thinking, this sucks.
Well, you know where you practice that.
I got
that.
The job offer the very next day.
You practice that on the golf course.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you're
You
you're
do
not,
practice on the golf
you're
course.
You're not the driver, but you're moving the car.
But on the golf course, I'm completely hammered, too.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And the K-car wasn't much bigger than a golf course,
golf cart. They're not.
But you're also doing, most of those guys were doing 60 miles an hour down a loose gravel road on the wrong side of the vehicle.
Being a mail carrier sounds like fun if you could just do it when it's nice out.
And it's not always nice.
No.
That's not in the creed.
Not always nice out. Dickie Betts passed. 15 people out in the Deadpool. No leaderboard change. Aaron Weber and Zach Townsend are the Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha are going to be on the show with us a little bit coming up in
Although
studio.
Although they do need to get rid of that Postmaster General. What a piece of crap he is.
Yeah.
And I guess he's still there because a bunch of the Board of Governors are right-wingers.
Right-wing jackasses.
They don't think that people who are on the right use the mail.
That's who does use the mail.
Yeah.
Everybody uses the mail.
God.
I know you got
to
mail.
And he also got rid of a bunch of mailboxes to stop voting, by the way. He did do that. So that LaJoy's a douchebag.
But I wish I never got mail again.
Yeah.
Stupid bills.
Why? Bills coming.
Yeah, and if there's a graduation party, I don't know, just text me. Yeah.
I still write checks to a couple of places. And
I do.
Like my credit card. And almost all of them, even if I mail them 10 to 12 days
ahead
of time.
It takes forever, man.
Yeah, well, no, I get the late fee tacked on.
Right.
Because of that jackass.
Pay it online.
It's because of that jackass, exactly. And Nick's doing comedy, too, this Saturday?
No, tonight. Friday night. Maggie Mays and Council Bluffs, 8 p.m.
Oh, it is Friday. All right. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.